From London, BBC Caribbean Report. The influential New York Times calls on the Clinton administration to end the 33-year-old embargo on Cuba. Development charities unhappy with the appointment of yet another American as president of the World Bank. And Trinidadians surprised as Phil Simmons is left out of the West Indies squad for the first test against Australia. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Describing the current policy as a misguided relic of the Cold War, the New York Times has urged President Bill Clinton's administration to end the 33-year-old U.S. embargo on Cuba.